So let's review. Our Gemara teaches that if a man was ma'anas u'mefata einara, and by the time the judgment was issued by Bezin, her status changed from a naira, there are four such cases. If she became a bageres, the knas is paid to her. If she became a nesua, the knas is paid to her. If she became an arusa, Abai says the knas is paid to her father, because she has not yet fully left the rishus of her father, as we find that by an arusa who took a vow, avio baila mafirlon nidareha, it's necessary to have both her father and her husband annul her vow. In a case where she died, and by the time the ruling was issued, she would have been a bageres, there's a question. Do we say yesh beggar bekever upaka av? She is considered a bageres because she is considered to have aged after death, and therefore the payment does not have to be made to her father, and no payment is made? Or do we say ain beggar bekever, voloi paka av? She's not considered a bageres because she's not considered to have aged after death, and therefore the payment has to be made to her father. Take where the question stands. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah, which teaches all the payments a ma'anas mafata must make. Suck the Mishnah. Hamafata noisin shleish dvarm v'ha'oinas arba. The Mishnah explains. Hamafata noisin boishes u'begam u'knas. Hamafata pays for the embarrassment, her loss of value, and the knas. Moisav l'av'oinas ch'noisin is atzar. A ma'anas must also pay for the pain, because in a situation of oinas, a woman has pain, but in the situation of mafata, the pain is minimal and insignificant. The Mishnah proceeds to teach all the differences between ma'anas and mafata. Ma bein oinas l'mafata. Ha'oinas neisne satzar, for mafata ain't neisne satzar. A ma'anas pays tzar, and mafata does not pay tzar. Ha'oinas neisne miyad, for mafata likisha yoitzi. A ma'anas must pay the knas immediately, regardless of whether he marries her or not. And a mafata only pays the knas if he does not marry her. However, as the Gemara explains, a mafata must pay ba'ishas u'begam immediately. Ha'oinas shoyse ba'atzitzai. V'amafata imiratza lohitzi maitzi. A ma'anas must marry the anusa. But a mafata does not have to marry the mafuta. He has the option of either marrying her or paying the knas. The Mishnah proceeds to elaborate. Ketzad shoyse ba'atzitzai. Afilahi chigeres, afilahi suma, afilahi mukashchin. He must marry her even if she is lame, blind, or has boils. However, nimtza ba'dvar erva, if she was over Isra Eishas Ish, he may divorce her. And we learn from here, Isha Ru'uyloi. The Gemara also teaches, in both cases, Einus and Mafata, the girl or her father may decline to marry the man. By mafata, it says in the pasuk, "Imoin yimoin avia." The word avia teaches us that the father may decline. The extra word yimoin teaches us that the girl may also decline. By ma'anis, it says in the pasuk, "Veloi siya leisha." The word siya teaches us that it has to be with her agreement. There's a machlekes how we learn that the father may also decline. Abaya says, "Shaloi yechayt niskar." One cannot gain from the aver. If the man was not ma'anis the girl, he would need her father's agreement to marry her because she is a nara. So now that he was ma'anasar, he certainly needs the father's agreement, because otherwise he will have benefited from doing this aveira by having the ability to marry her without the father's agreement. Rava says it's a kal v'chomer. Uma mafata shlo over el al das avio bolvad bein hi ubein avio chayin la'akiv einis shover al das avio vatas atzma loikol shekein. The Gemara concludes by presenting a machlokes kishateitzehi. If the wife of a ma'anis requests a divorce, the chacham say, "Ein la lov klum," she does not get a ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Yesh la ksuba mana," just like every other be'ula. The Gemara explains the machlokes. The chacham hold, the reason for a ksuba is shaloite kala be'inav leitzia, and a ma'anis is already not allowed to divorce his wife. Rabbi Yehuda holds, "Hanami mitzar la ad amra hi loy be'inalach." A ma'anas can torment his wife until she says she wants a divorce. Therefore, in order shleitei kala b'ein avleitzia, if she requests a divorce, he must give her a ksuba of a manah.